Now, if you know me at all, you know I'm almost always in favor of any and all new technologies. Get those government regulations out of the launch path and let the good old profit motive dictate the future. As we well know in this job creating culture we love, let the marketplace rule. If you can't trust a capitalist, who can you trust? I just read they got a new 3D printer for creating new life forms. Program in a funky DNA sequence, load up the amino acid mix, and hit a button. Pretty quick you got an iridescent houseplant or six-legged, four-eared puppy, whatever you want. Experiments are fine. A few new viruses introduced out among the billions we already got the old-fashioned way, well, what's the harm? Might be some human-friendly ones in there, and that hobby lab you got turns into the next venture-capitalized pharma farm. The possibilities are endless. The profit potential immense. Sure, the naysayers will worry about some 3D printout creating the next pandemic, but hey, nothing ventured, nothing gained. You think God didn't roll the dice? Check out some of these South Enders we got down here. I heard this week Amazon wants to use drones to deliver their goods. The Star Trek teleporter isn't online yet, I guess, so this is their fallback. I suppose the Luddites will fight this. Skies filled with more drones than starlings. Collisions in congested areas. Free gifts for the earthbound after the crashes, if nothing else. Put some armaments on these birds and UPS package theft on unguarded porches ought to drop significantly. The future is in the rear view now. Closer than it appears, maybe, but we're accelerating fast and there's no time in this multitasked, info-deluged world to start worrying about the dearth of deep analysis. Fasten your seatbelt, download a program for an experimental lunch, and keep your Twitter feed on 24/7. It's a brave new world, and you don't have the luxury of fear. Sit back, enjoy the ride.